from, so they obviously are seeing something that we're not, but nonetheless, this is a big series for Harbor Beach. If they can find a way to force a fourth down in a punting situation, that'd be big to give their offense another shot.
Third and six from the 8-yard line in the shotgun. Carter Staley, now man in motion, and it's going to be handoff to number 5, Lucas Ebright, and he's going to be stopped in the backfield by number 42, Ethan Hessling, for a loss of 2 on the play. Way back again at the original line of scrimmage at the 3-yard line. Fourth and 10 for Breckenridge.
Wow, what a play, Ethan Hessling. Those jet sweeps are very good plays with dynamic players, but they still need help. They still need blocks, and they are slow developing. Ethan Hessling is able to get into the backfield, and this time they don't miss the tackle, and they bring him down for a loss. And now you can see the true punting formation for Breckenridge, and you can see that punter. He's checking to make sure his heels aren't on the back of the end zone line. That's how close they are.
Carter Staley, also the punter, punts it away from his own end zone, and this one goes off the side of his foot. It might get down to the 20-yard line. Actually, it's going to be about the 25-yard line before it rolls out of bounds, and it's going to be at the 26-yard line. It's going to be a 22-yard punt, or a give or take. And Harbor Beach with a short field to see if they can take advantage of this one. They're still yet to get a first down in the game.
Well, there's a lot of pressure. The left side really broke down on Breckenridge. The punter had to get it away a little quicker, a shorter drop. He didn't have the full extension to get that step and drive, but I've seen you hit drives like that with no pressure, Clark, so I don't know what...
There's always pressure on my drives, trust me.
Right off the top of the driver and straight to the left and out of bounds, but again, Harbor defense answers the call. They give their offense yet another opportunity. The first play of the game was at the 20. This time they give them at the 25. Harbor must score here.
First and 10 from the 22-yard line, passing downfield to Mason Yon, and it's intercepted. Intercepted at the 6-yard line as it was tipped by Mason Yon's hands and right into the free safety's hands. That would be number 6, Grant Williams, and Breckenridge back on offense at their own 10-yard line.
I must say I love the play call, but the throw was probably 3 yards behind the wide-open receiver, and when he reaches back, it deflects off the backside of his hand up into the air and right into the arms of Grant Willman, who was there to try to make the play. And actually, the ball bounces forward for Harbor Beach and right into the arms of Breckenridge. Again, I like the call. It had an opportunity to get 8 yards or hit on the run for a chance to score, but instead, disaster strikes, and Harbor Beach gives the ball right back to the Huskies.
First and 10 from the 10-yard line. Carter Staley in the quarterback in the shotgun and up to Hunter Collins, and it's going to be out for maybe a yard to the 11-yard line. Tackle made by number 51, Kendall Gentner. Second down and 9 from the 11.
Not much going there, but I fully expect Breckenridge to find a way to go north and south on this Harbor Beach defense. After watching those jet sweeps really fail, don't be surprised if the percentage of those play calls start to come down and they really focus on more of their running back, quarterback read options and trying to find a way through this defensive line, because running around it certainly hasn't worked.
Not at all. Second down and 9. Harbor Beach back on defense as they threw an interception in their first play of that drive from the 22-yard line. Breckenridge at the 11, second down and 9. Their receivers wide each way. Staley going to keep it for himself, and Evan Spaglinski's going to bring him down in the backfield way back at the 5-yard line. They're going to mark him down at the 7. A huge stop by Evan. Carter Staley turned around, and there was Evan Spaglinski to meet him. Loss of 4 on the play, third down and 13.
I think, Clark, have you ever had a tree fall on you? Because that's what I think it would feel like right there. And not just any tree. I mean a massive tree. And
a mighty that's oak.
Yeah, a 100-year-old one for sure. But Evan Spaglinski, I'm not sure, because he's on the opposite side of the field, I'm not sure if he went unblocked or if he literally pushed that guy right off. But when the quarterback turned to make his move, he was pushed so far back. That's why we thought he was down at the 5. He was actually at the 7 when he initially got hit. But a huge play on defense. Now they must answer the call here on third down.
Third down and 13. Quarterback keeper Hunter Staley goes to positive yards, spins out of his tackle, and has the first down beyond the 25 and finally brought down at the 29-yard line. A huge pickup for Hunter Staley. Tackle made by Michael Anderson from the 7-yard line out to the 29, a 22-yard pickup.
Wow, and then just when they needed a big play, Breckenridge gets it. And it's right back to what we're talking about. They simplify the offense. They go to the read option. The defense leans towards the running back getting the ball. The quarterback keeps it 2 times in a row, and he explodes up the field, even makes a guy miss, spins out of a tackle to get 4 or 5 more before Michael Anderson cleans him up. Nathan Seaman, the last defensive resorts for Harbor Beach, but a backbreaking play on defense as Harbor Beach had them where they wanted them and let them out of their palms. First down, Breckenridge.
First and 10 from the 29-yard line. Breckenridge leading 6-0. It's going to be quarterback keeper Hunter Staley dives back inside, has the first down at the 40-yard line, an 11-yard gain. Tackle made by Ethan Hessling. Breckenridge now keeping it on the hands of the quarterbacks and getting him in chunks.
Now he's starting to keep the ball himself. He's the one who sees the field. He's the captain. He's the guy that needs to see the field and make these decisions. The coach calls the play, but this style of offense, you depend on a quarterback that can see the field and make good decisions. And this time, at least on this series, the good decision has been keeping it yourself. Yes, Evan Smoglinski single-handedly blew up a play earlier in the series, but since then they've run RPOs, as you've noticed, away from Evan Smoglinski, and they've found ways to get a couple back-to-back big gains.
In the pistol, Carter Staley hands off to Hunter Collins up the middle, and he's stopped at the 49-yard line. They're going to mark him down at the 48 after an 8-yard gain, a 7-yard gain, tackle made by Nathan Seaman. They mark him down to the 47-yard line. Second down, 3 to go for Breckenridge, marching right to left to across your radio.
And just like with the wing tee, if you work one running back and work in the other to go back to that guy, same with this format here. If the quarterback keeps it a couple times and has success, guess which way the defense is going to lean. So this time he hands it right to his running back and explodes through the middle between the defensive linemen that have been playing so well and gets a quick 6 or 7.
Two wide each way, Staley in the pistol, and it's going to be handoff to Hunter Collins, and there's number 54, Anthony Schweitzer, defensive end, to stop him after about a gain of a yard out to the 48-yard line. Third down and 2 from the 48-yard line.
And when Harbor Beach wants to really stretch out their defensive line, they bring in the extra D lineman. That's Anthony Schweitzer, a senior, so getting a big play at a big moment for that defense to at least force third down and 2.5 and make them earn this first down.
5.5 minutes left in the first half. 6-0 Breckenridge. Third down and 2 for the Huskies at their own 48-yard line. They send a receiver wide each way. Otherwise, they have the two wing backs and a running back behind Staley, who's in the pistol. Weighing the snap on a third down and 2. There it is. And it's going to be quarterback keeper around the left side. And he's going to be brought down in the backfield. Number 42, Ethan Hessling, has brought him down the backfield. The fumble was at the very end of the play, but they say he was down at the 45-yard line. 3 yards away from the tackle, but regardless, it's a 4th and 5.
It's a big loss on the play nonetheless. Even if they didn't whistle the play dead, it still doesn't explain why they got an extra yard and a half. But
how about 3?
Corbin Reed was the one who recovered the fumble anyways. So we'll see if Breckenridge, it looks like they're tipping their hand. It certainly seems like they're going to punt this ball away.
Carter Staley now going back into the punt formation. He stands at his 34-yard line awaiting the snap. There's the punt, much better this time, and it's booming into Mason Yon's hands at the 18-yard line. He gets out to about the 20, and he's brought down right there. Number 1, Cameron Valier, on the stop, and Harbor Beach, 1st and 10 from their own 20-yard line.
A good execution by Breckenridge. It was a better punt and really nice coverage. But if you're number 13 of Harbor Beach, Mason Yon, you did the right thing. You have to field that punt, and you cannot allow that thing to bounce behind you and come dead inside the 5, which is where it was trending to be. So even by him catching that football and falling ahead for a yard or 2, that's a lot better than what it could have been, letting it go over your head, which is what you see a lot of our local teams do. Let it come dead, and we'll trust that our offense is going to move the ball. He may have saved him 10 or 15 yards there, and Harbor Beach comes back on the field looking for answers. They're going to try to find it in the wing tee.
From their own 20-yard line, 1st and 10, left right across the radio, Devin Fingle gets the handoff, fighting hard for any yardage he can get, and he's stopped down at the 23-yard line. Number 58, Hunter Smith, on the stop. He's a linebacker, also plays tackle depending on the formation. Second down, 7 to go for Harbor Beach.
That's a real good run there by Devin Fingle. They haven't had a lot of really good ones, but that one was explosive. It was hard-earned, and he was dragging defenders ahead, fighting for more. That's what you'd like to see out of your running back, especially your senior running back. Nice 3 yards on first down. That's all you're asking for.
Two wide each way in the spread formation. Anderson has Devin Puff to his left in the shotgun. There's the snap, and it's going to be a quarterback keeper up the middle. Anderson has room to run down the far sideline at the 40-yard line to the 45. Cuts back in, again to Breckenridge territory, and finally tackled forward at the 45-yard line. A huge run for Michael Anderson, the first down of Harbor Beach from the 24 into Breckenridge territory to the 46. Stopped by Logan Hurst at the 45-yard line. 1st and 10 for Harbor Beach.
I'd still like the big play upside that the spread offense brings, but I like working working in the T as well. This time they go with the T, get 3 yards, lure in that Breckenridge defense, spread them out with two receivers to the right, one to the left. They run read option. They bite on Devin Puff for obvious reasons, and Michael Anderson sees a huge hole and doesn't miss it, gets down the sideline and turns in Harbor.